Romea Zeltzer. Ashes, peace away.
I'd like to discuss today a mitzvah from last week's Sedra, Parshas Ki Tzeitzeh, we learned 2 days ago. Although it's not a very popular mitzvah, it's the mitzvah of the Kosav LaSefer Christus, the mitzvah of Gerushin, mitzvah of giving a get, which truthfully contains hundreds and thousands of halachas, of klalim, of pratim, of rules, of different halachas, detailed halachas. But I'd like to offer the olam some little bits and pieces, which hopefully they'll be able to take home with them. We'd like to start discussing the bichlal, what a get is really is. We'll go on to discuss what's written in the get, the names that are written in the get, how we refer to the man and the woman. I wouldn't say the husband and the wife, the ex-husband, the ex-wife. And we'll finish off speaking in Mitzvah Shabbat about the rotzen, about how the man has to be willing to give the get, and how that affects halacha. Obviously, it goes without saying that I can't start speaking today without mentioning our dear Rabbi Yehuda Brody, Zichron Levracha, who I was zochah to see working his Avodas HaKodesh in the Beis Din in this area. And the truth is, the first couple of times I was zochah to give a shiur here in front of him, my main concern when I was preparing the shiur was how it would pass in his eyes. Not chas v'shalom to take away the kavod from anybody else here, but that's pashut what was in my mind. So let's get on with the Indian. Gerushin. The Rambam starts Hilchas Gerushin. And he says as follows, he says, Min HaTorah, one has to be megarish with a ksav, with something written. And there are 10 ingredients which are very important for Gerushin, Min HaTorah. You can have a look at the whole list in the Rambam. But the first idea, he writes, is Shelo Yegarish Ha'ish Ela Birtzoinoi. If a person wants to give a get, he has to be fully willing to give the get. And the second thing he says, Min HaTorah Hu Sheyegarish B'Ksav Lo B'Davar Acher. Min HaTorah, one has to give a written letter of a get, and no other way. And like the Gemara always says, get curse of end or acher curse. So there's no other way. And there's a beautiful remez to this in the Balaturim. The Balaturim says on the pasuk, because I've lost Sefer Christus, it says three times Sefer Christus. It says Sefer Christus when the first husband divorces her, Sefer Christus when the second husband divorces her, and then finally in the Navi, the Haftarah which we learned in Parshas Ekev, it says, Ayeh Sefer Christus Imchem, Sefer Christus the third time. So the Baal HaTorim says, we all know, he wants to explain why it says three times Sefer Christus. He says, we all know the first Mishnah in Kiddushin, that Ha'isha Niknis B'Shalesh Drachim, a lady, there are three ways to become married. So against that we have to say, there are three ways of getting divorced. Sefer Christus, and a Sefer Christus, and Sefer Christus. The only way to get divorced is by giving a get. So if you want to know what is the reason, why is the Torah so makpid that it should dafka be a get? Whereas everything else that we do, if we do Kiddushin, the main part of the Kiddushin is done by the words one says, when you buy something, when you make a carbon, you make something hakdish, the words that a person say are normally something which does everything you need to do. So why is it that Gittin needs to be biksav? So there are a few reasons given in the Sefer HaChinuch. The first reason is, an important yesod, he said if it would be so easy to give a get, that you could just say something and the magic happens, then chas v'shalom, the divorce rate would go up. Divorces would become much more commonplace. Because it's a difficult thing to do, it takes time, it takes effort. So, Baruch Hashem, the Torah is makpid that we should keep our marriages strong and not have such a chance so easily. The second reason he says there is that by sitting down and writing the get, because truthfully, in our Torah, it's the husband who sits down and writes the get himself. These days, we don't allow the husband to write himself. A sofa will sit and write the get instead of him. And he'd have to sit and write the get himself, in our Torah. And going through the effort of writing the get from beginning to end would possibly cause a great change of heart. At the beginning, he could be sitting there very angry, full of tightness. But by the time he gets to the end, he's already calmed down a little. He might have changed his mind. He might say to himself, I know this is terrible, but for Zivuk Sheni, it would also pass. So, the Torah says, let's do it that way. Calm him down. I know a very chashuv yid in town, a rav in town, who's when he is full of tightness about something or somebody, he'll sit down, write a letter. And in the letter, he'll list out his feelings, he'll list out all his tightness, and when he's finished the letter, he'll probably tear it up, or depending how sensitive it is, burn it up. Whatever it is, the writing down, it's an outlet. It helps the person deal with his emotions and helps himself to move on. This is the paper that we use for getting. Quite a simple paper. The question is what we're going to write on it. If this one happens to be have a hole in, so they don't want to use it. But this is the discussion that we're going to deal with now, the things that we fill in into the get. As we said, the get is a letter. It's a form of a letter the husband is writing to... Oh, it's paper. Okay, we'll discuss the paper later. The husband is writing a letter to his wife. He says, me, and he writes his names. He writes his names, he writes his father's names. And he says, I'm writing to you, and he writes his wife's names, and her father's names, and then he says to her, Harei Apnuteres L'chol Adam, and Adam sign at the bottom. That's where I come in. So the question is how to write his names. Because every person, most people who I know have more than one name. They're called up to the Torah by one name, they're known to their friends by another name, and in the work they've got a totally different third name. So the halacha is that number one, we put in the name which they called up to the Torah. Number two, we're going to put in the name which is most commonly known as, and any other names that he is known as in that order, according to how commonly they are used. And we'll do the same with her, and the father's names as well. And in fact, at the end, we also write where they are situated. As a further simon, exactly who we're talking about. We don't want to be confused between this Reuven ben Yaakov and another Reuven ben Yaakov. So we say he is standing in Manchester, and we fill in all the names of Manchester as well. So how do we spell the name? Well, if it's his Reuven ben Yaakov, that's quite simple. His Shem Kodesh is always going to be quite simple. The name that he gets his alias with. We'll be able to know, look in Tanakh and look in Chazal, exactly how to spell the name. The problems arise when it's a name in Yiddish, or if it's a name in English, if it's a Zalman, if it's a Harry, whatever the name is, we've got to get the name spelt correctly. And spelling it in Ksav Ashuris, in the Torah lettering that we use, the Lashon in the Hebrew lettering that we use, is something of a, it's something of a task. And the Paschim all discuss it, exactly how to show the spellings of each word. And the main problem... Oh, the main problem is that we don't use Nekudas. We don't write any dots in. We won't put a dot in under the letter to show a chirik. Instead of that, the Paschim say, we'll put a yud next to the... after the letter. That signifies a chirik. A komatz will be an aleph. A segol, will be an ayin. There's a whole list of exactly what we'll do and when. We would use the name of the ksuba if it's the name that he's still being called up to the Torah. Normally it is. Normally it's the same name. Yeah. That's the minhag normally in Ashkenazim, that the ayin is the... that the ayin shows a segel of these letters which I've said till now. Why do we not write nekudos in the get? Why is it that we don't want to write any of these dots? A comet sign in a get. So there's a tshuva from one of the Yoli Achronim, the Marashdam, and he says that the get is called Sefer Karisus. It's called a book. It's called a Sefer like a Sefer Torah. So lechatchila, we want it to be as similar to a Sefer Torah as possible. It's written with the ink of a Sefer Torah. It's written with a quill. And therefore, it's also not going to be able to be written with Nekudisin, because the Sefer Torah, which has got Nekudisin, says the Marashdam, is Pasul. So therefore, we won't write any Nekudis in the get.
Picking up from what Rodney mentioned, why Taka don't we go to the same lengths with the names for Kesuba? That we just write just a Hebrew name. We don't write any nicknames or different names. And, you know, Eshesish is also...
I'll tell you why. It's much, much easier to make an Eshesish and to make a normal document, rather than to take an Eshes Ish and make her permitted to take away her Issa. That is something which is extremely difficult, and you have to get that perfectly right and have as much raya as possible, as much proof as possible that you are dealing with the same woman. That's a good question. Probably not, b'di'evad. Probably not with the Eved, but we definitely, lechatchil, we steer far away from any Nekudas, and there's this whole system in place instead of the Nekudas. But then, if that is the true rule, that the get has to be like a Sefer Torah, we'll come back to your question. Why is this paper? Why is it not klaf? Sefer Torah needs to be written on klaf. The Taz, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, asks the same question, but he says that it's better to write with paper. He says that there's a slight problem with anything that you write on, and that is a ksav sheyochel lehizdayef, a ksav which can be forged, something you've written down, and then somebody else can come along, scratch away a few letters, change it a little bit, refer to something else. Says the Taz that our klaf is thick and it's strong, and if you want, you can scratch something away, and you can shave the klaf down, and you can make it look as beautiful as if it has never been used before. Yochel is daif. Our paper, once something is rubbed off it, you've got no choice. Everybody can see that it's been tampered with, and it'll be immediately. Therefore, it's not yochel is daif. It's eafshel is daif, and we prefer to use paper. So shtetim tas. Okay. Most people know that I'm South African. I don't sound South African, but I'm going to tell you now a shaila which has got to do with names, which has a South African connotation, and hopefully I'll be able to put the accent back on when it becomes more needed. So the story in case was somebody whose father's name was Alex, and the father lived in South Africa. And this fellow came to the Beis Din, he was arranging a get, and the Dayan was given the information that the father's name was Alex, so he had prepared, the name would be Aleph Lamed, and continue the word. Aleph, with the Aleph at the beginning of the word, because it's a Pasach, isn't it? Alex. It's a bit of a Pasach at the beginning of the word. the aleph hasn't got any other sign, any other sound to it. This man came to Beis Din, and he said, "What's your father's name?" The Dayan said to him, "What's your father's name?" He said, "Alex. My father's name is Alex." Alex? In South Africa, the A sounds much more like an E. Alex. So the Dayan said, "I can't write Aleph. I've got to write it with an Ayin. It's got to be Ayin Lamed." And he tried to go back, forward. It was quite a difficult backwards and forwards. Limbaisa, he said, "I'm not writing anything else other than Ayin Lamed for this Alex." Yeah, that's a good question. So the Dayanim have that discussion there as well. They have, because the pronunciation in South Africa is different, they do follow different rules to Manchester.
What's wrong with writing both letters? We could write both.
How can you write both? Well, he's not known here.
Yeah.
Nobody here knows him. Nobody here knows him. We can't write him Alex because he's not Alex. Let's move nearer, more locally, and come to a shayla, a recent shayla. Somebody turned up from the wider community, and he said that his father's name was Bunny. 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 So he was standing there, and he said his father's name, and I took out the paper, wrote down his name, and I decided if his name is Bunny, it's probably Beis Aleph. Because sometimes the Aleph is used for a comet, and in this case I thought it's going to be an Aleph, Beis Aleph. And I had a peep over to see what the Dayan had done. And he'd written Beis Vav, Bunny. Why? Because this chap was from the northwest, and his pronunciation was Bunny. It's not a full oo, it's not a long oo, but it's a short oo. And therefore it had to be written correctly. Beis Vav, a similar one, also Sunni. I would have written Sunny, but if it's Sunni, it's got to be with a Vav. And then finally, another name, which I was once looking at, they've got an index book, a Pincus, in order to get the precise spelling for each name. So they've got a spelling, they've got a book that indexes all the names that they've ever used to show the correct spelling. And on the page of Beis, there's a name there, Buzza. Buzza. So I was wondering, what's this name? So next to the name, there's a little note. And it says that this fellow was, he loved playing football. And he was on he had teammates, and he'd play every Sunday afternoon. And they loved to call him Buzza, because he'd buzz around the football pitch like a buzzy bee. So he was called Buzza, and that was a name which he enjoyed. It was a name that was being mechabed him, was giving him extra honor in front of his friends. So they had to write the name in the get. We want to write as many names as possible to identify this man as well as possible. Let me tell you one more shayla, a difficult shayla which came up a few months ago. A lady came to Beis Din for a get, and it turned out that this lady was Reform. Reform, okay, she's also Jewish, she got married Reform, and although we don't officially recognize the Kiddushin, the Ksuba of the Reform, but we won't allow a lady who's been married by whichever type of Yidden to go off and marry somebody else without a full get. And she came for the get, and she gave all her names, and then somebody piped up and said, "One second, maybe she gets Aliyas." How's she called to the Torah? And they found out she actually gets Aliyas. What do you do then? Are you going to write a lady's name who gets Aliyas to the Torah? So Dan said no.
She's known by that name.
She may be known by that name, but the Dan said they are doing something incorrect. And I'm not going to try and give them recognition for something that they're doing incorrect. And I don't want to give them a platform for their, that people will be able to say, the reform will be able to say, look, our aliyahs that we give to ladies managed to do something in the Beis Din. The truth is that leaving out that name is not ma'akav, because we've written all the names she's known as. Writing that name is not ma'akav, b'di'evad, in the chatchila in this case, it will be kosher.
If she was a rabbi, do you have to...
If she's a rabbi, she'll write the get herself. I saw Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein discusses the same question. And he also says not to write the get. He asked his brother-in-law, Reb Chaim. Sorry?
Can a woman write a get?
Just a minute. She probably could, theoretically. 1 second. It's possible she could. I have to be me'ayin again. Lemaisa, he asked Reb Chaim, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein asked Reb Chaim the same question. Reb Chaim said to him, listen, there's a Tosfos in Gittin. Tosfos says that they asked Rabbeinu Tam, a Yid was Nebuch Nishtabed, he went off the Derech, he went as far as he can, he went and he became an Oved Avodah Zarah, and he took a Goyisha name, and he was known by this Goyisha name. Somehow he managed to be maskim to send a get to his wife, and they left out the Goyisha name. So they went to Rabbeinu Tam, they said, Rabbeinu Tam, what should we do? He sent a get without his Goyisha name. So Rabbeinu Tam said, you did the right thing. Leave out the Goyisha name. He said, Chalila, Chas v'shalom, lahazke, shem Abed Zorah, b'toras Moshe v'Yisrael. Chas v'shalom, to mention a Goyisha name, a name which is used as a tool for an issa, for the worst isurim, inside the get. So Reb Chaim said, in a small way, we'll say the same thing here. We don't want to write the name which is used for an issa. We paskin it's also for a woman to get an aliyah, and therefore if they use it just to give her an aliyah, it's an issa, we won't use that in a get. That's Reb Chaim. I was thinking there's something else here entirely. I feel, I hope I'll be able to come across clearly in this idea, but my feeling is that they don't really mean to be calling her by name. When they give her the aliyah and they say, Leah Bas Akiva, please stand and read from the Torah, they don't really mean her by her name. Because if they meant calling her by her name, they would call her by her English name. Everybody knows her by her English name. Why use this Leah name? Call her Linda. And why are you saying Bas Akiva? That's the old way of calling people up. We don't use that at all these days. Say Leah Peterson, Linda Peterson, please come and read from the Torah. Why are you saying Leah Bas Akiva? The answer is that they're not calling her up because they want her to have the Kedusha Satorah. They're calling her up because they want to say, look, we're Reform. We can do for ladies what the Orthodox do for men. So the men get aliyahs, the ladies will get aliyahs. Now, 1 second. We have to do it the same as they do it. We have to play the same game and act on stage as they act. So if they call Reuven Ben Yaakov, we've got to call Leah Bas Akiva. Otherwise, we failed in our show, in making our litzanis, in deriving a lot, in going against the halacha. Therefore, they have to say Leah Bas Akiva, but they don't really mean her name at all. And therefore, to write that Leah in the get, I think, is not necessary at all.
Doesn't that fall down? Because they call Hannah in their form to by his Hebrew name.
Only also as this, you know, the same sort of thing. They'll call a guy up as well.
Yeah, so they're not trying to copy the Orthodox.
They want to say that although we're Reform, we can act the same as the Orthodox. We can do everything else the same as the Orthodox. If they, even the Torah that they're reading, that they're learning, is something which is nothing, which is something which doesn't affect them properly. They don't take to heart properly. It just shows that really the whole Kriyas HaTorah that they're doing itself hasn't got the same Kedusha. When we hear the Torah, it does something to us. One more halacha, which is Nagea Lemaisa, in every Beis HaMedrash. A halacha which is Nagea in every single Beis HaMedrash, and it's two paragraphs in the Shari Ephraim. The Shari Ephraim at the end of Shar Aleph, where he discusses who gets Elias, who doesn't get Elias. He says to the Gaba, listen. He says to the Gaba of the Shul, listen. Anybody who knows what goes on in Beis Din, knows that sometimes the Gaba can be the cause of confusion and trouble in Beis Din. Because sometimes the Gaba calls somebody with the wrong name. Somebody, local person, in town, you should know his name. Get his name right. Don't make up his name from the top of your head. If he's called Beryl, doesn't mean that his Shem Kodesh is Dovbe. His Shem Kodesh might be Yisachabe. He's called Beryl. Don't make up his name using your own head. Or if he's known as Yoni, his Shem Kodesh might be Yohanesen. Don't call him Yohanesen unless you know that that's his name, and don't call him Yohanesen either. Make sure you get his name right, because if you get his name wrong, that can cause the Dayanim to have to sit for hours discussing the Shaila, wasting their time. It might have to take extra koichas. The sofer might have to write two gittin. Very rare thing. I've never seen it. But they might have to come to do such a thing. You've called this person another name which he hadn't had before. And, chas v'shalom, in certain cases, it could even cause the lady to be stuck without a get, because they couldn't get to the bottom of the shaila. So he says, make sure the gaba should know, l'chol kera of everybody you call, l'chol asher yikra'uhu be'emes. Make sure to call them the right name. So we've discussed the names that we write in the get. Now, let's move on to Ratzon, to the idea that the get has to be something which is given out of the willingness. The husband has to be willing to give the get. Let's go back to the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam said, the first halacha min haTorah, the first of the 10 ingredients which a get has to have, he said, Lo yigareish ha'ish elo b'ritzoinoi. He has to want it. It has to be with his knowledge and his willingness. There was a terrible story in Eretz Yisrael a couple of years ago. A young lady who came to a Beis Din, a Rabbanut Beis Din, and she complained to them. She said, listen, my husband was involved in a terrible motorcycle accident. He was riding his motorbike and he was almost killed. Almost lost his life, and he's in hospital, and he's been in hospital for 7 years, unconscious, in a deep coma, and I'm stuck for 7 years, I'm a young lady, please find me a heter. Please find me a way of getting remarried. And she pushed, and she shoved, and she pushed some more, and she found a soft spot, and they decided they'll find her a heter. And they said, listen, they made a whole, they wrote a whole massive long tshuva about it. You can actually find it on the internet if you are so interested. They wrote that really it's in the true interest, in the best desire of the husband to write his wife a get. Because if he would know what she is going through, if he would know that she is stuck practically without any husband, then he would definitely really desire to give her a get. And they built it up so much that they decided that it's his zechus, zochin la'adam shalei b'fanav, we can do it on his behalf, and we can write her a get and deal with it that way. They didn't ask anybody else, and off they went, they wrote her a get. Terrible. The gedolim were fire. Terrible mistake. How do you know? How do you know what he wants? Maybe he wants her to visit him every single day for as long as he is in hospital. That's one problem. Baruch Hashem, that's a shaila which only happens once in 100 years. Something much more common, which goes on in Eretz Yisrael, goes on in America. Baruch Hashem, England is totally free from this, as far as I know. South Africa is also. And that is something which is called the get me'usa, a forced get. The Rambam has written, le'yigaresh ha'ish elo b'rtzoino, it has to be his will. He has to agree to do it. If a person is chayev le'garesh, we know, if somebody min ha'Torah is not allowed to remain married to his wife, then we're allowed to force him. We're allowed to force him ad she'yom ha'roitza ani, and it's famous, the words of the Rambam, that we hit him until he says, I want, because his deepest desire is to do what the Torah wants. It's his desire all the way along. Is the Yetzer Hara stuck in the way? We've got to remove the Yetzer Hara. After that, we'll move on. So, in that case, you can force him. Till he says, Rotsani. But in any other case, says the Rambam, the get is bottle. Hustle, bottle, depending on what the circumstances are. If he is forced to give a get, if he is being forced, and the only reason why he's giving it is because he's being told he has to do this, then Chas Shalom, that can make the get possible. A person...
A litmus in cup that the Gemara brings somebody wanted a lot of money, and the woman said yes, first write the get. He wrote the get, and then they retracted, he didn't get the money.
Gemara, and then they...
In kitchen, they had this.
I'm not sure. It's got to be Miratzoina. So, what goes on sometimes is that the courts in Eretz Yisrael, for example, will write a court order that the man has to give a get. If there's a court order, then the reason why he's giving the get is because he's forced. He doesn't want to land up in prison. Sometimes they lock him up in prison if he's not giving a get. These are terrible problems of get me'usa. Rabbi Avadia's got a whole long tshuva, and he says that if Beis Din themselves should be careful, they shouldn't write a letter to somebody saying that he is chayev to give a get if he's not chayev to give a get, because that can cause problems of a forced get. That's negaya to the Beis Din. What's negaya to us, which should never be negaya to any of us, but what a person needs to be aware of is that even if somebody, Chas V'Shalom, is holding by giving a get, he's decided he has to give a get, unfortunately, then he should make sure not to take a shavua. He shouldn't promise in the form of a shavua that he's going to give a get. Why? For the same reason. The Ritva says that somebody who says, I take a shavua to write a get, then he's subsequently, later, even though he took the shavua out of his own choice, but subsequently, when he sits down to write the get, or when he gives the get, he's not doing it then out of his own full rotzon, his own will. He's doing it because he is forced himself by saying the shavua. A person can give himself a knas. He can say if he doesn't give the get, he'll have to pay £10,000, because then at least he's got the choice of paying the money and not giving the get. But if he's not giving himself the choice, he can't do anything like that. The miyatzim, marriage counselors, say that it's a good idea never to ever mention the word get in an argument. Rabbi Victor Miller writes, he says it's terrible. He says our marriages, the Torah tells us our marriages are unconditional. We're married through thick and thin, for better or for worse. We're all married, and we've got to do what we can to keep our marriages strong and healthy. And he says it's a terrible disease to say the word, I'll give you a get. Because all that will do is make the marriage conditional. Because the next terrible thing that will go wrong, you won't sit down, you won't deal with it properly. You'll just say, okay, we'll take the get option, Chas V'Shalom, instead of doing what you were meant to do and continuing. So the Rambam, we said, maybe let's make a quick recap. First, we spoke about what a get is. It's a letter. It's a letter that the husband writes to his wife. It's got his name. So we said the Gabba needs to be careful to call people up by their true name. And now let's talk a little, just close up with a beautiful idea. The Rambam, as we said, writes that it's the husband's willingness, it's the husband's rotzon that we need. It's the husband who is the one who, min ha-Torah, is the megarish, the one who is doing the job. It's his call. It's something that he does, because of Allah, he does it. Mitzad, the Torah, min ha-Torah, the woman has to accept the get, even bal korcha, even against her own will, she accepts the get. We all know, Rabbeinu Gershom, Ma'ir HaGoyla, he made the takana, and he said the lady cannot become a goreshes without her rotzen, without her consenting to it, and without her willingness to accept it. Rabbeinu Gershom, Ma'ir HaGoyla. Why is he called Ma'ir HaGoyla? Nobody else is known by this magical term, the light of the golus. Why is Rabbeinu Gershom, Ma'ir HaGoyla? So Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky used to explain. He said there are two famous gzeiros charamim which Rabbeinu Gershom made. One charam was not to divorce one's wife against her will. The other one was not to marry two wives. So he says, listen, the Yidden, we are Yidden, we are Bnei Yisrael, and we've got a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk in different places calls us, calls us the wife of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rayosi, Hashem refers to us as His beloved wife. So the goyim turn around to us and they say, yes, that was in the good old days. But He sent you in Golus. That's it, it's finished. He's given you a get. Divorced. No longer His wife. So we say, no, we don't agree to the get. And therefore, Rabbeinu Gershom, according to Rabbeinu Gershom's cherem, the get doesn't work. You can't give a get without consent. So the goyim say, okay, except that you're still very special in Hashem's eyes, but while you're out, He's taken another wife. He's taken another nation pipes up and say, yes, we have got the koichas that Klal Yisrael have. Chas v'shalom. What's our answer to them? Rabbeinu Gershom again. He says, we may be in Golus, but Hashem wouldn't take another wife. Why? Because He can't have two wives. Rabbeinu Gershom in that way lit up the Golus for us. He said, we had a dark Golus, Rabbeinu Gershom became Ma'ir HaGoyla. Now this inyan ties in beautifully with the Toichacha which we lay in this week. The Toichacha, terrible punishments which are decreed upon Klal Yisrael. And there's a pasuk at the end of the Toichacha in Parshas Bechukosai. That's why it's not there. In Parshas Bechukosai, the pasuk says as follows. V'af gam zois, b'hiyosam be'eretz ayaveyem, lo'y ma'astim v'lo'y... Even when the Yidden were in the land, in Golos, lo'y ma'astim. I didn't feel disgust for them. V'loi gialtim. And I didn't repel them. I didn't push them away. L'chaloisam. To destroy them. L'hafer berisi itam. In order to break my covenant with them. Ki ani Hashem elekeyem. I am Hashem their God. I never break their covenant. What's the covenant? The covenant is, says the Rachaim HaKadosh, it's this covenant itself. It's the covenant He said in Ma'amad Har Sinai, V'atem tiyuli mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh, you are going to be mine. V'hiyisem li segula mikol ha'amim, you are married to me, nobody else is. It's this promise. Throughout Golus, throughout all the terrible Golus that we've been through, Targum Yonason on the same pasuk says as follows, V'afgam zois v'hiyosam ba'eretz oyveim, as long as they're in Golus, lo ma'astim, I didn't feel disgust for them, Bavel, in the first Golus Bavel. V'lo gealtim, I didn't push them away, I didn't repel them, in the Golus of Modai. lechalois some to destroy them in Yavan, lehafebrisi itom in this galus, in Malchus Edom, ki ani Hashem elekeim, because I remain forever Hashem their God. And the Targum Yonasan finishes off. Also, their God in the days of Gog, Melchemes Gog u'Magog, b'meir v'yameinu, yirotzen that this year tichle shana v'kilu leisel, the year and the klalus should end already v'tochel shana u'v'koseil. For that 1,000 years, there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim about that.
That's true.
There's a big machlokes in the